Hello there, folks. It's Jackie here, inviting you to join me this week on Woman to Woman. We have Catherine Carey from The Healing Room, and she'll be talking about love, disappointment, sin, and lots more. So join me, Jackie, for Woman to Woman this week.
And I spent some time away in the west of Ireland this summer, and it was quite a culture shock to come back to traffic and people, you know. So we do live in a noisy, demanding world.
And it's getting faster.
And noisier. I think noise is a real
Noise is
issue.
huge.
And that's why I'm stressing again, at some point in your day, try and find 5 minutes of silence.
Yeah.
And it is hard. I've been there. I mean, I've had many, many years of a busy, demanding work life. I spent 10 years at home with my children when they were young. It is difficult to get that space in your life.
Yes. But we got to push through and make it. That's what
Well,
you're saying, because it's important for us.
I think if you prioritize it, it will happen. And
Yes.
it mightn't. I'm not saying that it's, and I mean, it's different at my stage of life where I'm retired and I'm more in control of my life. It's very easy to say, well, at 6 o'clock or at seven
Yes,
o'clock,
yes.
8 o'clock, I am sitting down to do this.
That you're so
But
right.
that is not possible if you have deadlines and you have a lot of people in your life who
Yeah.
demand your
Or if you
attention.
have your phone or device in your hand and you're looking for the answers there, people are even asking ChatGPT and AI to answer the questions they have for God. You know, it's funny. I was sitting at home this morning, and I've had this pain in my back, and it comes and goes. And I have been under a bit of pressure recently, and I just different things and been distracted. And I just thought, Lord, and I said, look, I'm here with you now. I just want to sit these few minutes with you before I go off and do my work. And what's this pain in my back? Why am I struggling with this pain again? It's back again, the back pain. And I just heard the words, my own words speaking back to me, and the Holy Spirit in it saying, what is this constant, continuous, reoccurring old pain in my back? And I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, it's something in the past. Now, I don't want to get super spiritual here, but I thought, is there something that I need to sit with and go through? Am I, you know, dwelling on the past? I mean, the Lord says, don't dwell on the past. Do not dwell on the past and don't look
Well,
back.
I mean, I don't know if that is true of a lifetime lived. I think there are moments in time, say with Lot's wife, where God very clearly said, do not look back. But I do think that reflection is a very important part of our lives too. I think it is sometimes, and again, this was a professional practice I learned when I did something, okay, reflect afterwards. Could I have done that in a different way that would have resulted in a different outcome? And it is important to reflect on our lives and to take time to say, okay, what was my day today? Could I have done things differently? Whatever. And also, there is reflecting back on your early childhood. Because, as I say, there are not perfect parents, you know? And as a parent, I know because my adult children will tell me the stories of childhood from their
Oh,
perspective. And I'm thinking,
they love reminding us
I
of
tried my
traumas.
best, but you know, I didn't always get it right. And it's about trying to have that balance between accepting the busyness of my life, the stress of my life, the constraints of my life, and trying within those constraints create a space for myself. And for most believers, they will make a practice of attending a church service on a regular basis, and that is important, it's crucial. But I'm just trying to say, with the same priority, could we practice our own inner life with
That's
God?
true. That's true.
So
And
that's it.
you were talking about body, soul, and spirit. You know, we are made up of the three. And can the physical pain be what's happening in the spirit?
Absolutely. I mean, Thessalonians tells us we are created body, soul, and spirit. Our body is the physical part that we see. And the soul is our mind, our emotions, our
And our
psyche.
will, yeah.
And then The spirit is the eternal part of us, the part of us that connects with Holy Spirit, part that's eternal. And we do work together. And if there is a wound, usually in the soul, a hurt, an emotional wound, or in the body, a physical injury or pain, it will manifest spiritually as well. I mean, it is all connected. I mean, we pray for people who come with a physical need, and quite often it will emerge that there is also a deep emotional wound or there is a spiritual wound.
And do you see people getting healed in your prayer healing rooms?
Absolutely,
Physical,
absolutely.
the physical pain and then the emotional and
Physical
spiritual.
healing, and it's holistic. We do believe in
Holistic.
holistic prayer. And I mean, we have seen some marvelous things. People don't always immediately see the manifestation of the physical healing, but I think it is true to say that everyone who comes through the healing rooms leaves having experienced the love of God and knowing God's at work in their lives. And I think that is the, what we want,
Yes.
people to have a positive experience.
God has brought you into that healing rooms for many years, Catherine, and your
Yes,
husband
yes.
and your team. Can you tell me just before we leave, where are you meeting for the healing rooms and is there a website?
Yes, we're meeting this. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. It's Dublin Healing Room.
Dublin Healing Room on
Yes.
Instagram and Facebook,
Yes.
and they can make an appointment directly with you then there.
Absolutely. I can give you our email number
Yes.
is dublinhealingrooms@gmail.com.
dublinhealingrooms@gmail.com, and but they will
Yes.
get that on their on the social media platforms too,
Yes.
Instagram and Facebook. Catherine, thank you so much. Catherine Carey of the Healing Rooms. I've just been so blessed myself just listening to your words of wisdom, and well done in all you do. And I'll be attending the healing rooms myself. So, healing rooms on Instagram, the Dublin Healing Room on Instagram, and the email address is dublinhealingrooms@gmail.com. Catherine Carey, thank you so much.
Lovely. And we would love to pray with you and for your back,
Thank
Jackie.
you so much.
Take
Bye.
care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.